Like, you think Malcolm X had the smart, had the better idea as far as helping black folks, or do you think it was Martin Luther King had the smartest idea?
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. I was not a Martin Luther King follower because I could not let somebody stick a dog on me or hit me. Because if I would have been in the march, you see, somebody would have died before I got hurt. They would have killed me on the first try. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't believe in letting somebody hit you. I don't believe in that. He was like nonviolence. This other guy was for violence. I'm going to tell you, just like it is, if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, that's how Malcolm X felt.
That's what he felt. That's why he's dead today earlier than Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King, his way was not bad. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like kissing people behind to get anything. See, Martin Luther King was like, you got to let them people call. I the man, he was beautiful, right? But I just could not do that. I was thinking more like, you don't have to kill somebody, but you have to stand up for your rights. You know what I mean? You don't have to jump up and beat up, kill up white people and things like that. But you have to let them know where the cook is coming. You can't just them dogs jumping on them, kids like that. You know, no, you know what I mean? I don't think he had the right to do that to our children. But they, you know what I mean, they said it was the right thing to do. But I couldn't do that. I could not be a Martin Luther King father. A lot of things, you know what I mean? But today, you see the marches they have today? Mm-hmm. The marches they have today is like in between. Okay? Now, somebody can't jump up, hit nobody now. The march. You see how everybody stopped fighting? Mm-hmm. You see? So that shows you that the people got fed up. And they said, well, we're going to march like Martin Luther King wants us to march. But if you come over here and mess with us, we'll kick your ass. Now, see, that's the way it was supposed to have been then. Like they're doing it now. You understand? A lot of people, kids would have been beat up if they would have did it. What they're doing now, I believe if we're doing what they were doing now, things would have been different. Mm-hmm. I really do believe it would be different. You see, like now, Martin Luther King created the march. So we get together and we march. But if you mess with us, what happens?
We'll be jazzed.
Exactly. Now, if they would have did that, Martin Luther King brought the march in, and somebody has offend themselves, get yourself a knife and cut one of them fucking dogs' throats. You know what I mean? Like that. They wouldn't be like it is today. Because we'll let them white people know you can't mess with.
But don't you think that the white people would have just got even, they would have got even worse?
Like, no. If they would have band together. You see that crowd that Martin Luther King had?
Yeah.
If that crowd in Martin Luther King had weapons and things,
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. No, because I think that's the thing. I think that white people, I think that was the biggest thing why they were afraid of the Black Panthers, because they were black men with weapons and they wasn't willing to
get. There you go.
They weren't willing to take a beating. So because of that, you know, they really sick the cops on them and the army on them and set them up and all of that.
Let me tell you something. You see that group that Martin Luther King can't have. If them suckers had weapons, they would have been a new America here. You hear what I'm saying? They would have been a new America. Because right now, the group get together like saying, it's nobody gonna mess with them. What they got now, they got the cops trying to back them up.
Right.
To keep them right.
What about when Amadou Diallo got shot? Black people were ready to kill Giuliani. And he still don't understand why they hate him. They still don't understand.
Well, let me tell you about Mr. Giuliani.